Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. Weird things, you know, 2020, back to that. I think we're going to be confronted with some difficult issues. 2020, you know, hindsight is 2020, is the old cliche. 2020 connotes perfect vision, a la the Snellen chart, published around the same time that, you know, a little bit before the Fabian socialists got kicked into high gear. And, you know, it was an interesting, brave new time. Speaking of 2020, Edward Bellamy thought that he would be exercising 2020 in his plagiarized work, Looking Backward. 2002, what was it, 1887, 88? Anyway. Looking Backward. Hindsight is 2020. 2018, 87. Yeah, it was published in 1888. Anyway. So, you know, that's... we will be confronted with some of these difficult issues. Looking at this Toys R Us story again, just briefly, you know, BATA, Beta, the startup Toys R Us partnered with, specializes in what it calls retail as a service. Retail as a service. There's even a link you can go check out their website, beta/aboutus, BATA.com. Bad guys, just, man, in the tech sector, they just have the best names for things, don't they? And what is that? Is that the robber mask that the guy wears on the commercials these days? Retail designed for discovery. Oh, that sounds fun. Doesn't that just sound fun? There's a big gap between... I mean, this is this is what happens. You know, is there a point where we go too far? Is there a point of no return? This is, you know, Bernays meets big data. Oh, my. And then, you know, of course, where do you go from here? You go exactly where Google is leading with their softening up with the selfish ledger story. It would just tell you what you think and what you want, and it would just be so much more convenient. I mean, after all, look, we have the data. We know the things that are out there. And we can choose for you better than you can choose for yourself. Why not? Which reminds me of Reagan's words back in 1964. A time for choosing. They think they can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. They've thought so for generations and generations. More than 100 years. What started as an experimental store in Palo Alto, naturally, has grown into a network of stores nationwide that altogether make up the largest experimental retail footprint in the world. In 2018, we opened up our retail as a service model. What does that even mean? Think about that. What is the service? In 2018, we opened up our retail as a service model and software platform to other retailers. No, what they wanted is big data. More data means, you know, we can train the the chatbots better. And, you know, data is the new oil. So give us all your data, all your Kubernetes are belong to us. In 2018, we opened up our retail as a service model and software platform to other retailers so that they could bring the best products and measure meaningful interactions in their own stores. And in 2019, we acquired Brickwork to extend the software platform online. Today, Beta, B-A-T-A, I don't even like saying that, works with hundreds of brands and retailers. You know, do you remember a time 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago? Beta was a buzzword in the tech sector. I mean, it was a particular buzzword for a while. And you know, everybody was started to sort of get into, to back up a little bit, before Facebook, Facebook was a coup in at least two ways. One was getting people to, you know, use their real identity to, you know, authenticate their online presence. And now, you know, with Facebook login on so many things, and LinkedIn and Twitter, you know, and Google, it's kind of a coup. You can track people easily. Again, the end run on anything, you know, a Tor browser or a VPN or anything like that, is the cookies, you know, the GDPR nonsense, and the other tracking. You know, and you start linking these databases together. And again, one of the things I've mentioned from time to time is the, you know, it's been 10 years now since Paul Ohm's paper was published, Broken Promises of Privacy, Responding to the Surprising Failure of Anonymization. It's a myth. The abstract says it, says enough of it. Computer scientists have recently undermined our faith in the privacy protecting power of anonymization, the name for techniques for protecting the privacy of individuals in large databases by deleting information like names and social security numbers. These scientists have demonstrated they can often re-identify or de-anonymize individuals hidden in anonymized data with astonishing ease, or I would say otherwise anonymized, presumably, but not really. By understanding this research, we will realize we have made a mistake, labored beneath a fundamental misunderstanding, which has assured us much less privacy than we have assumed. This mistake pervades nearly every information privacy law, regulation, and debate, yet regulators and legal scholars have paid it scant attention. We must respond to the surprising failure of anonymization, and this article provides the tools to do so. Who has talked about this? Now you have a company like this. These people are not interested in doing that. We want to, the object here for the betas of the world is to, and that's ironic, make sure that we continue to labor under this delusion, this stubbornly persistent illusion. You can anonymize. You start recombining databases, combining and recombining databases. You churn that data and things become known. Just ask Michael Kaczynski. And so the one coup was the, you know, getting people to de-anonymize, so to speak, in this context, Facebook coup. And the other, well, the other big coup in this context of Facebook was when Mark Zuckerberg said, I think it was the 2011 F8 conference, where Mark Zuckerberg said that one of their big brags is the same year that Andrew Rajet at the Digital Privacy Forum talked about Paul Ohm's research paper. Anyway, it was, I believe it was 2011 that Mark Zuckerberg really bragged about Facebook being one of their biggest badges of honor, their biggest claims to fame, is that they iterate like a 500-person company. And so beta was a term that was a buzz term because companies were trying to do what Reid Hoffman talked about, get to your minimum viable product and then iterate. And that's the beta process. Everything is always in beta. Remember, there were some websites for a while that would use a beta subdomain as their primary. Instead of www, they'd have beta.ourwebsite.com, just sort of betokening this concept. And now it's a company. We've gone even beyond. And the problem is, again, I mean, there's really a psychological implication. So with Facebook doing that, iterating like a 500-person company, according to Mark Zuckerberg, then people get used to this ever-changing landscape. For a while, people lamented, oh my goodness, they changed stuff again. Now, you know, we on the back channel, on RBN, we lament, or at least I do, the things that Microsoft is doing with Skype, for example, post-acquisition, and just how it is constantly changing and half the time you can't find stuff. What was there 10 minutes ago is gone now, and don't worry about it. Windows as a service. You know, you don't have an update button that you can time it anymore. I have a thing timed out. It's waiting. It says, you know, updates are paused, but you can't pause them forever. Anyway, like Santayana said, progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve, and no direction is set for possible improvement. And that reminds me of what Adam Curtis said in that little short that he did for BBC's 2014 Wipe, Year in Review. You know, so much of the news has been hopeless, depressing, and above all, confusing. It reminds me of Tom's call, which the only response is to say, oh dear. I mean, literally, I'm not being crass or facetious. That's, you know, supposed to happen. And then you skip ahead. Adam Curtis says at the end of that little piece, it sums up the strange mood of our time where nothing really makes any coherent sense. We live with a constant vaudeville of contradictory stories. You know, Vladislav Surkov sort of avant-garde vaudeville. Contradictory stories that make it impossible for any real opposition to emerge. Just look at the impeachment hearings coverage, for Pete's sake. And then Adam Curtis says, because they can't counter it with any coherent narrative of their own. And it means that we as individuals become ever more powerless, unable to challenge anything, because we live in a state of confusion and uncertainty, to which the response is, oh dear. But that is what they want you to say. I really believe there is, you know, a literal application to this sentiment. So anyway, beta. Today, beta works with hundreds of product brands and retailers, enabling and powering their retail. In addition to operating dozens of beta stores across the United States, we power the reimagined Toys R Us stores. The reimagined Toys R Us stores. Anyway, to the phones, back to the phones. Glenn in Philly, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. You're talking about change just a minute ago. It made me think of the time when I had the first time I had to search around and go two levels down into a menu bar item to find a print function for Microsoft Word.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm like, this is nuts. But yeah, what happened to the pretty button with a printer, picture of a printer on it, you know?
Yeah.
But
again,
the reason I called,
to Jaron Lanier's point, it seems we're at that, we've crossed that line where technology is, it's become, I think, abundantly clear, self-evident that it's not developed for your benefit or mine.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned two names this morning of which I'm fond. I missed what you started to say something about Alan Watt 10 years ago, and then I had was making a call. So Alan Watt, but you mentioned you were talking about Chuck Missler and the ethics stuff. I was just listening to a presentation of his the other day where, you know, he talked about how this problem with the ethics in the boardroom and how when he started in business, you know, many a deal was struck to a simple agreement.
Yes.
And it was, you know, my word is my bond.
Yep.
And he said, nowadays it's so sue me. You know, so we went from, you know, from my word is my bond to so sue me.
Right. Exactly. And it's gotten to the point, you know, kind of like this article that I'm talking about. I mean, I've been joking about the Irwin Mainway sort of mindset, but that's where we're at. So, I mean, you know, And, you know, this is controversial, and I think it, but some of the things that I think I don't want to say, because I'm sure, you know, in the wrong hands, and there are plenty of them, the information gets spun. I mean, not to pick on Tom, but kind of like Tom saying, I was just talking about Africans. No, I wasn't. Anyway, when I read the article, the Wired magazine article, Toys R Us is back, now with more surveillance, exclamation mark, and I, you know, Tom's talking about immigration, but I'm thinking he's talking about the illegal stuff. What impact do these people have? I mean, if there are there jobs that they're I don't want to get into this controversy, but are there jobs that they're taking that I think we've been conditioned to think that we're above certain things, and it's part of the millennial challenge, shall we say. Simon Sinek addressed it. We've played that clip. But, you know, speaking of that kind of thing, and again, this is going to sound like it plays right into the hands of some folks, but when I read the Wired magazine article and the line, we've never hidden anything about our analytics because it's an important part of our story, says Vibhu Norby, Beta's CEO. I think that's a more important issue when we're talking about values, so-called, that don't align with what I would call traditional American values. You know, it speaks right to kind of the confluence of subject matter. Tom's concerns, if they're, I presume they're legitimate, and what you said about, you know, echoing what Chuck Missler said, this, you know, politi-speak from the boardroom. We've never hidden anything about our analytics, except for the analytics themselves and the data. We will, you know, all your data are belong to us, and we'll use it, and it's worth more than the products we sell now because those are all, you know, cheap Chinese knockoffs. So this guy's lying through his teeth, and something tells me that he probably is somewhere along the lines of what Thomas Jefferson talked about. Maybe I'm wrong. Murphy would say I am. Maybe he's a fifth-generation American, but I doubt it. I think it's more along the lines of Thomas Jefferson on immigration. And
well, the thing about the jobs is interesting. I remember a talk radio show host saying how he knew a farmer who like orchards, fruit trees, and he couldn't hire people at $15 an hour to harvest the fruit. And that's
right.
Mechanical.
And that's mm-hmm. right. And that's my.
And we're talking with mechanical assistance. You know, machinery assisted.
Right.
It wasn't
exactly
grueling work. So, the one other thing I wanted to say is. I sorely miss Chuck Missler. Sorry that he
too.
Went on to be with the Lord. But his Koinonia House, his organization, Ron Mattson and stuff, those guys are doing a good job of preserving his legacy. And I strongly encourage any listeners, look up Chuck Missler, M-I-S-S-L-E-R. You pick any one of his videos, even if you can pick something out of the middle of a three-part series. And listen, you will always come away edified. And he was just such an erudite, clear communicator, gracious man of God. Pick anything of his and listen to it, you will experience some form of edification.
I would agree. I think the earlier stuff is, you know, the better stuff. And I think that Kahow suffered from a creeping Talmudism. Anyway. Yeah.
Grab the newspaper on the way.
We'll be right back.
Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Before I get, you know, lots of hate mail, what I'm saying I think is similar to what has been said about Paul Volcker. You know, CNBC reported months before he died, Volcker ripped into Trump and nihilistic forces, quote unquote, undermining confidence in the U.S. So, he said he talked about a movement to undermine America's faith in our government and its policies and institutions. And that's very similar to what I'm talking about. You know, the guy credited with ending inflation. I mean, that's dizzying spin right there, or vanquishing inflation in the 70s and 80s. Anyway, so Jefferson on immigration, the way he put it, you have this, you know, he said in Notes on Virginia is a rapid population growth by importations of foreign folks founded in good policy. You see a number of the folks that have risen to the top of the tech sector or been plucked coming from India and China, and India in particular is known for the sort of Eastern mysticism, religion, China a little bit too, which I would say is not, well, not historically aligned with traditional American values. And so what does that mean? And the point is not to besmirch anyone's religion or beliefs or anything like that. Not at all. All I'm saying is, I think Jefferson's observation was wise and prudent when he said, if you start to get people, not just a mass of folks, but someone who, an organization emulates its leadership. And so when you have someone at the helm of a multinational corporation that wields tremendous power and influence, and people who don't know, people might say, oh, well, you know, aren't you going a little too far? No, go look at their corporate policy and the things that people are subjected to, the rainbow sensitivity training garbage they're subjected to. Just look what we've seen in the headlines at places like Google. You're not politically correct and tolerant enough, you know? When a software engineer, you know, an Aspie, no less, who couldn't lie if he wanted to, basically, says, you know, I just examined the data, and actually, our policies are actually injurious. If we're trying to be inclusive in our hiring policies, they're actually injured. Oh, you're fired. It's tyrannical. And again, the Tectopus is another example. So anyway, it's a tremendous level of, and it's a very pervasive also level of power and influence. And so I think that's kind of a backdoor aspect to Jefferson's point on immigration. And he said, they will bring with them the principles of government they leave imbibed in their early youth, if they're able to throw it off, it will be in exchange for an unbounded licentiousness, all the more so based on certain belief systems. Passing, as usual, from one extreme to another, it would be a miracle were they to stop precisely at the point of temperate liberty. And he said, in proportion to their number, but I would say also in proportion to their influence, they will share with us the legislation. That seems to be cliche these days. This will infuse into it their spirit. They will infuse into it their spirit, warp and bias its direction, and render it a heterogeneous, incoherent, distracted mass. And that seems to be what's happening. That's what I'm saying. So hopefully that makes sense. Anyway.
Hey, Chris?
Glenn?
Yeah. You just made mention of people from backgrounds of Eastern mysticism. And I just had an unusual experience. I was down in Philly the other day, and I stopped to get a hot dog from a street vendor, and this Buddhist priest walks up to the vendor and says, make me one with everything.
Yeah.
A hot dog with everything.
Right. And I like it.
Oh, come on. That was funny.
That was good.
Anyway,
very funny.
So, but anyway, that's right. So, yeah, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and sign off, but no, I did, you know, we would be doing the listeners a disservice if we didn't refer them to guys like Alan Watt and Chuck Missler. Just they've still got much, they've been ahead of the curve for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Yep. Thanks, Chris. Take care.
You bet. Thank you, Glenn. And the point, you know, the punctuating statement there is, with those two, there are no accidents. None of this has been an accident. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back. So, yeah. Speaking of this, just a quick blurb, and then we'll go back to phones in a second. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. Okay, so these two stories. One that I was looking at also, speaking of Beta CEO Vibhu Norby, just a kid, you know, it's unbelievable. So there's this article, CNBC, Beta, a tech retailer, wants to get consumers excited about retail by letting them try gadgets before they buy. That's it. It's the try before you buy thing. That was an October 2017 article, CNBC. Beta was founded in 2015 by Nest alums, Google Nest, Vibhu Norby, William Minton, and Philip Raub, and has outlets, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, it just depends on the angle. And so what is happening, again, is the thing that I've talked about where the bad guys introduce the problem. It's kind of like it's like your neighborhood crack dealer, you know. This is a gateway technology, and it creates more problems in conjunction with things like inflation that Paul Volcker vanquished, except maybe not. You know, Paul Volcker, the Volcker Rule, the steering committee I talked about, you know, five folks chaired by Paul Volcker and four other international economists, not American. And what is a steering committee, if not cybernetic totalist? Steering, steersmanship. Anyway, so you combine this kind of technology with inflation and you're going to create problems. It's sort of a gateway technology, or shall we say a gateway problem creator. Kind of like, you know, a gateway addiction. And now this doesn't feed my addiction enough, so I need something else and something else. That's the way it works. So, you know, Norby told CNBC it's really bad experience. Consumer has to put down money. Something, you know, the product doesn't, the product takes 18 months to get to market or never ships. I don't know what he meant by that, but whatever. Retail is really hurting right now. That is the point. He told CNBC, you know, retail is really hurting right now with many of the best products being launched and sold only online. You know, and speaking of try before you buy, Amazon has a glut. It's an entire sort of cottage industry. The returns, that's a whole different discussion, maybe later. So in many cases, getting shelf space at all has become difficult and costly. Often consumers don't see similar products from smaller and often cheaper brands because the more dominant labels take over much of the displays. This is, I mean, it is every bit as fascist and tyrannical as just about anything. They're, you know, and it's very nepotistic would be kind, incestuous would be more probably the operative term here. Lowe's Beta Smart Spot lets consumers get a taste of beta stores within Lowe's. Meanwhile, larger retailers can dip their toes into the water by partnering with the startup. And the displays are software driven. Companies can control the content and price themselves. Beta lets the retailers keep 100% of their sales, something that is unique in the retail space. Stores see around 1 million hands-on demos across their locations a month. So where do they make the money? The data that is the new oil. Anyway, so back to the Wired article. Toys R Us is back now with more surveillance. So you have this economic side. Here's the other aspect of it now, the updated story. Just briefly. So many consumers are likely aware they're being filmed while shopping, speaking of the digital panopticon, but may assume, and you know, now it's surveillance capitalism, and it's not the panopticon, it's just cool, it's just good business. I feel safer in the panopticon. Many consumers are likely aware they're being filmed while shopping, but may assume the footage wouldn't be used unless they try to shoplift. It's not clear how aware people are of more sophisticated cameras like the ones Retail Next offers. And disclosure notices inside stores are typically discreet. That's a clever way to put it, isn't it? Over the past 2 years, digital privacy has become, and you know what, no one reads anymore, so anyway. I digress. Digital privacy has become a prominent issue for lawmakers and activists, but not really. Again, getting back to Paul Ohm's piece 10 years ago. But most of the discussions have centered on companies like Facebook and Google. Less attention has been paid to physical surveillance for things like ad targeting. And again, I can't help but be reminded of Patrick Porter's Soldiers Fighting Alone, Wars of the Market Security State, talking about oligopolistic markets. And it sounds like, you know, America. This system, the unleashing of capital and the acceleration of market exchange with the support of the state and the market security state in particular, an ever more monopolistic market capitalism intended to ensure capital's profitability, And that's what guys like this are. You know, I've talked about how Google has its, you know, these guys talk about this, where is it? The CNBC article, according to Philip Raub, Beta's co-founder and CMO, the company wants to shift the dynamic. Quote, you can't change the business model overnight, but when you change the model, though, it changes behavior. Gosh, that sounds Bernaysian, doesn't it? When you change the model, it changes behavior. So disrupt. It's disruptive. Disruptive innovation, disruptive technology, it irrevocably alters a market sector, an industry, etc. And when you have companies like Google with their VC efforts, $300 million at last count set aside per year to go find the most disruptive folks like the Vibhu Norbys, William Minton, and Philip Raubs, with grand dreams of disrupting entire sectors or industries in the market. That is, you know, exactly what's, I think, in view when Patrick Porter talks about the marriage, the unholy alliance of two things that are often thought of as antithetical, an ever more intrusive statism. That's what, if surveillance capital represents anything, it's definitely that, in my opinion, with an ever more monopolistic market capitalism intended to ensure capital's profitability. That's what Google's doing. Just ensuring increasingly hegemonic dominance in the marketplace and working with lawmakers, fighting with the Chinese government in the process. Who's really in charge here? So when you do that, Patrick Porter said, the unleashing of capital and the acceleration of market exchange, you know, we can, if, you know, Beta says, we can make this process faster. We can help them test it. We can ensure that they won't try to return it. We can expedite this whole process. The unleashing of capital and the acceleration of market exchange with the support of the state offers cheaper products, assists the fight against crime, and helps drive innovation. Sure, but it has costs. It has its costs, as Patrick Porter observes, and I think he's right. It leaves people increasingly lonely and disconnected, but not disconnected. There was another article I saw, it was CNN the other day. People are more connected, but less communicative. People are connected, but they're not communicating. So it has its costs. It leaves people increasingly lonely and disconnected from real relationships of quality. There it is. Despite the vaunted interconnectedness wrought by globalizing technologies, it uproots people in search of work. It loosens neighborhood bonds and sees families increasingly broken up. It drives a decline in collective association with falling membership of trade unions, political parties, churches or community groups. There are efforts against, you know, forging an there are efforts to forge intermediate civil society, but such efforts struggle against a trend toward domination of big business and the big state. And the growing dominance of an oligopolistic market, or one dominated by a few mighty companies like Walmart or Google and subsidiaries at this, you know, in this context, coupled with an ever greater dependence on the welfare state by more and more people, including corporate welfare, while we're at it, drains civil life of meaning. Citizens transform into clients or, you know, beta subjects in this context, perhaps. Citizens transform into clients indebted in the market and reliant on the state as protector, with less and less shielding from anything in between. Doesn't that sound like exactly what we're talking about here? What are we going to do about it? You know, these are the real issues that we face. So just this in conclusion, to sort of punctuate this, back to the Wired magazine story, Toys R Us is back, now with more surveillance. That story, People don't know. Over the past 2 years, digital privacy has become a prominent issue for lawmakers and activists. You know, it's, again, it's that downward spiral of deconstruction and erecting the digital panopticon all around us, bit by bit, pun fully intended. You know, the same folks that are telling us about the problem have the solution in view. And again, speaking of Alan Watt and Chuck Missler, none of this is an accident. You know, we knew long before, but those two also have been saying that for years and years. So most of the discussions have centered on companies like Facebook and Google. Less attention has been paid to physical surveillance for things like ad targeting, even as retailers have adopted the same technology as the tech giants. This is a disingenuous point. The author is compartmentalized. Louise Matsakis is compartmentalized, because this is exactly the kind of thing that PBS Frontline covered in the documentary In the Age of AI. And for that matter, it's part of the discussion in Glenn Beck's conversation with Jeff Brown, and on and on and on. In other words, this is not as such an aha development as the article makes it seem. I'm just going to presume the author is unaware in, you know, her compartmentalization. But continuing, earlier this year, for example, the Associated Press reported that companies like Kroger and Walgreens were testing cameras designed to assess your age, gender, and mood. And we've heard about the same technology that was used. Remember, it came basically through Uncle Sam first, right? Compliments of folks like Michael Chertoff, you know, TSA, the airports, the screening, you know, it wants to, you might be a terrorist if you're upset by your experience at the airport. That whole thing. So Kroger and Walgreens, speaking of oligopolistic markets, testing cameras designed to assess your age, gender, and mood when you walk by. In order to, what? Oh, serve you targeted advertisements on in-store video screens. Right. That doesn't sound absurd. So you got 100 customers and we're all seeing personalized ads. That's obviously the good reason, not the real reason, but it's not even a good reason. See how that works? Even the good guys are bad guys. Other retailers are using facial recognition technology largely to identify shoplifters, wink, wink. It's not clear how widespread the practice may be, particularly because the technology remains largely unregulated. Speaking of that, I saw an interesting... Yeah, so this is the CNN article I was talking about before I forget about that. All the Lonely People, Why More of Us Feel Disconnected Than Ever Before. And this is a sentiment that just isn't going away. That has been a story for years and years, just keeps coming back around. So, the cameras. This Gizmodo article, speaking of that, I saw yesterday, it's, you know, again, it's Coke and Pepsi. It's not do you drink soft drinks or not. It's which one do you drink? So the Gizmodo article, this is where we're at. Last point, I'll leave it at this. This Gizmodo article yesterday, how to give Ring and Nest the boot and set up your own home security camera. No. There is no, you know, even if you're using old cell phones, which you can do, and there are ways to, you know, like I think Hackaday probably has some stuff. Hackaday.io, probably find some stuff on there. fun DIY projects like that people have already done. You know, take a Raspberry Pi to run it and wire together. You know, go to the secondhand store, get a bunch of old cell phones, make your own. Don't do that, because they're, you know, nothing is secure on the interwebs. You're making the NSA's job easier. I digress. To the phones after this short break. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Segment of the second hour. Stafford Beer said it, control has to be built in and built, you know, and the prisoners have to build the panopticon. You know, the Great Wall of China was built with slave labor. How did they ever do it? Well, look at the internet. So the Gizmodo piece serves more as an advertisement for the things that presumably steers you away from the products, and concludes, you know, you don't have to worry about your footage being handed over to the local police department without your knowledge. Well, that's not true. You know, the FBI products and other things that they get allow them to gulp things up. By the way, your wireless connection is much less secure than your wired connection. So, but you know, there's this other article, hackers can mess with voltages, just to give people an idea of how crazy things are. Hackers can mess with voltages to steal Intel chip secrets, and it's not just Intel. So, errors can reveal information as sensitive as cryptographic key or biometric data stored in the SGX enclave. Anyway, people, you know, basically, you know, what's interesting about that is, you know, so many processors are made, the new AMD processors, for example, are the overclocking feature is something that's been the Ryzen chip or processor are noted for their overclocking capabilities, and to mess with voltage variance allows hacking, apparently. So it's just funny how that's always the case. You know, a problem comes along with a product. It's not just planned obsolescence anymore. It's much, much worse, unfortunately. Anyway, we got to go to the phones. John in Tennessee, you still there?
I am. You know, it's interesting that you brought up planned obsolescence, because all this, it all boils down to, Chris, is control. Just like in the planned obsolescence of making you, through the use of public relations, all AKA propaganda, making you have a desire. You've got a need. You've got to have the latest, greatest. So the data is extremely important, but it's about controlling the buyer to the point where they can turn you into a remotely controlled food-eating, air-breathing, water-drinking machine. You talk about a spiritual machine.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that we give the control to them, and I hear the music.
Yeah, who's in control at that point? You know, who's really in control at this point? You know, for most people, yeah.
The thing with it is, Chris, is that by doing that, you know, they can't trust one another. They don't trust one another. And there's something in business called the supply chain. And if any one person could ever master the supply chain, they would be the wealthiest individual on earth.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go into a store anymore and see very much back stock. In fact, you don't even see much of a stock room.
Not much.
And if you'll allow, I'll finish up.
Absolutely. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.